Hello? What's inside? Are you okay?
Oh, God.
Welcome to the Astrologers!
Fuck a princess, I'm a king. Bow down and kiss on my ring. Being a bitch is my king.
Right.
What the fuck else did you think?
Right.
Fuck a princess, I'm a king. Bow down and kiss on my ring.
It's the Leo season vibes for me!
Bow down, bitches!
Kiss my ring, kiss my pussy.
Hello?
Oh! I know you're not lying. It's my job. She don't have to loogie on that coochie.
Spit all over it.
Look at Nikita's face. PSA, Steph got the suds. Steph got the suds.
From these two bitches.
It was just the outbreak. It happened.
Was that skeet?
Y'all suck my dick, my whole dick. It's Leo season. I got a Leo stellium. I'm about to be both you bitches the next month.
Listen, as an Aries Mars and a Gemini Venus, baby, bring me that Leo stellium now.
I'm like, you like it spicy? Guys, I don't know if it's just because it's Leo season, but I feel like the vibe in the air totally reads like this.
Why is it spicy?
Happy Leo season. I'm thriving. I'm loving this. I love you.
Leo Spison.
She's like,
Leo Spison. Are we talking in Spanish?
Are
you talking in Portuguese?
She's like, Leo Spison.
Bom dia. We're back.
Live with another cock, another what? It's the snorts for me.
12 days later.
Sorry, guys. Stephanie has to snort for the first 5 minutes, so this is...
approximately 10 hours later.
Welcome to a brand new episode of the Astrologers. We are finally in Leo season.
Praise
and
the Lord.
I'm so
Jesus
happy.
Christ.
Pussy tingling. What? Hello? I mean, it is now. I'm sorry, I got a Leo stellium. I'm like, rawr,
rawr.
I'm about to smack both you bitches in the face.
Please do.
Call me. You're Tina. I'm Ike.
Meow.
Nikita's like, meow, 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 meow. Meow mix. It's fucking Leo season. I'm so tired of crying.
I was tired of all the tears. I was tired of cancer season.
Like, cancer season wasn't horrible, but I was like, bitch, move it along.
Deadass. Because honestly, like, I love my cancer season, but I was just ready to fucking peace the fuck out.
It was
like,
too much.
It was boring.
In true fashion, from the meme destroyer herself, like Bad Bunny himself, that peace sign.
Like, y'all,
I'm out.
Love y'all crabs, but
I'm out.
Itchy no more.
I'm over the...
with the shampoo worked.
I'm over the emotions. I'm over the sadness. Give me some fire right now.
Give me some hot girl summer.
Oh, fuck
it's
yes.
It's about to get real fucking hot.
It's gonna get spicy.
Real ass bitch give a fuck. Hey. I'll be shaking my titties all over. My stallion's like... I feel it. I'm like...
shake your tits.
I'm like waking up. I'm like, okay, let's go.
Yeah,
go.
Like...
let's fucking get it. I'm like gonna punch everyone and fuck everyone at the same time.
Please
the
do.
Energy.
My punch and fuck y'all. Yeah, I don't know. Felt
please
cute.
Do. I'm ready.
Steph's like, Aquamars, kill me.
And I'll kill you back.
Hello? It's Leo season, bitch. I don't know about that.
And I'm a watch.
Baby, I'm gonna tickle your toes.
Yeah,
weird. Mike Wazowski, what's next?
Where's the paperwork, Mike Wazowski?
It's Leo season. We don't do paperwork. We just fuck.
Oh, gosh. I'm happy to announce that we have added 2 more countries to the mix.
Mm-mm.
Ooh, Angel, who do we add this week?
Jamaica.
Ooh.
Wagwan, wagwan.
And then Denmark. Hello, welcome.
And in Danish, we'd like to say hi.
Hi. As Siri told us, hi.
Hi.
Wait, don't give me more weed, I'm too.
Hi.
I get those goosebumps every time.
Hi.
Don't fly that kite, so.
Hi.
I get.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. We're done. We're
so idiots.
Are we okay? I don't think
so. My God. And also, we have some more wins on social media this week. We hit 6.7K followers on Instagram.
We love y'all.
We hit over 2 grand followers on TikTok. Resurrected that bitch from the dead, yo. We resurrected that bitch. She back.
And she tick. She ready. She
won't
fuck. My girl Summer.
What? Yo, first of all y'all came at me for that astral red flag TikTok.
Meanwhile, Google it, bitch. Google the shit. Like, Mars is in detriment in Tarsus.
Meanwhile, half my placements is in that talk. So
the whole chart.
My whole chart is in the talk.
Y'all talk trash. You talk sick.
I had one girl comment on it and was like, maybe it's just her experience. I was like, you're not wrong.
But maybe it's also the core for it.
Wait, that. How someone left the comment saying, you're a woman?
Yo! Yo!
Because she had a Coke and bowls on her fucking, like, well,
No, it was like, which one was it?
That. I was like, wait, what?
And I couldn't stop laughing, and I immediately commented back, and I was like, nah, I'm the high priestess.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then she commented back and was like, hashtag define feminine and put a prayer sign, and I was like, all right. Like, how she switched the narrative, I don't know.
You atoned.
Yeah. I was like, nah, I'm the high priestess, and I got so many likes on that shit, they were like, yeah.
Because who the fuck you a woman? Bitch got big old bobs. It's time for the bobulator. Fuck the toilet.
Did they think we were men?
apparently we got
coke and bowls. Oh my God, I couldn't stop laughing. I literally think about that every day. That was the funniest comment. Is it you're a woman? Question mark. Oh my God, what a funny comment.
Let's post with a beard filter. Let's fuck with them. No, are we women? Are we men? Nobody knows.
Hello.
Do we have a dick? Do we have a penis?
I'm fluid. I don't have a gender.
I can't even speak today. Oh my God.
Do you have a dick? Do I have a penis?
I mean, that could be like big or small. A dick or a penis. Or you have a winky.
You have a little shrimp.
You got a winky?
I like shrimp chips. But not shrimp coke. No, I'm kidding. Fuck, it's a Wednesday.
And then we gotta give it up to the meme destroyer once again, yo. Yeah. You know someone commented one of the pictures and was like, yeah.
Ariana Grande.
I honestly am so obsessed with everyone's comments. Like, I just have to tell you.
People be fighting in the comments too.
Yo. Oh, I love when they scrap in the comments. I'm like, get the popcorn, over Rittenbacher, extra butter.
When I made the TikTok of the Chiron retrograde and what signs it would affect the most, you should have seen. There was a Cancer support group. There was a Capricorn support. Like, they were just hyping each other up.
Cancer, I gotta look at them.
Like, I'm right with you. But once again, yo, we gotta give it up to the meme destroyer.
Yeah.
Fuck, it's a Wednesday.
One meme hit 25,000 likes. Oh.
Yeah.
One meme hit 13,000 likes.
Yeah.
And then another meme hit like 5,000 likes.
Yeah.
She said, I'm gonna defunk your fucking Instagram.
It's the Helga memes for me, yo.
Helga and SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Yo, they love
it. They hit. They're fucking a mood.
They love when she puts SpongeBob. Yo. Rightfully so, though. I mean, rightfully so. I make SpongeBob TikToks, too.
Well, the majority of our childhood watched that. Like, our age group.
That's true. But the community really just be after the SpongeBob memes. I'm just be blowing up.
Bitch.
And then, wait. Our Walter Mercado memes? Ooh. Resurrected from the dead, my God.
I don't know who she is.
I just got one thing to say.
I like to call this little number Striped Sweater.
That's the
sound like that's embarrassing. That ain't rigorous. That's just not rigorous. That's it.
You from Westchester?
Westchester? You from Westchester?
That's it.
But again, we love talking to you guys on social medias. If you're not following us, then what the hell you doing?
Good plan.
You know,
we're literally everywhere.
Mr. Worldwide on it.
Instagram. @the_astrologers, TikTok, The Astrologers, Facebook, The Astrologers, Twitter, @the_astrologers, Spotify, The Astrologers, and Apple Podcasts, The Astrologers.
Like, subscribe, and follow. Don't be a fake bitch.
DM us. Send us all the messages.
Nudes. Wait, what?
What?
No, just kidding. But that happened once. Don't do that.
Yeah, please don't. That was scary.
Black dad. Track that.
Lord Jesus.
Yeah, but where you from, though? That's it. Westchester. You from Westchester? Holy shit. That's it. That's what I'm looking for. Somebody from Westchester.
So for our astrological events this week, y'all, we just had a full moon. How was it? It was an Aquarius. It was full a buck, moon. Knuck if you buck moon.
I feel good. I had to release a lot of negativity this week. You know what I mean? Like, it was just a lot going on.
Let it so go. I feel,
you put some Fabuloso in that
ass? I did.
I made it. Yeah, the vibes this moon were great. And we're going to have two fucking full moons this Leo
that's
season.
Wild.
So that's wild. And both in Aquarius.
And both in Aqua. Ugh.
My Mars is tingling.
Oh, God.
The stellium is like dripping. It's like, blah, blah, blah. Hello? Nikita's like, no, Leo, bye.
I'm good.
I go home now.
I'm good.
Bye-bye.
Adios.
So, like we spoke about in the Leo season episode, Jupiter is still retrograde, but it is moving back into Aquarius. Mars is moving into Virgo.
Oh, God. Oh, come on.
Mercury is entering Leo, so we all gonna be screaming. So, you know, like I said, Mercury is entering Leo, so for the next fucking couple weeks, it's about to go from quiet to loud, exuberant, and sexy. Rawr. Why is it egotistical?
Right.
Scream at me so I know it's real.
Rawr.
So the last one was our main events. So a minor event that's happening this week is that on the 2nd, the Sun in Leo is opposing Saturn in Aquarius. So this is a very motivating time. This aspect could encourage us to keep reaching for our heart's desire regardless of the obstacles. Get to work, baby. Get to work.
Do it.
It's basically giving you a slap on the tits to get shit done.
That's it.
And that's it for this week.
Ooh. If you're going to slap one, slap the other.
Even it out. Make it nice. It's Leo season. Oh, you're gonna slap the other one 3 times. All right, now it's getting a little you porn. Calm down, girl. Calm down.
My breast popped out of my bra. I got so excited.
It's the breast word for me. I used to bitch, get out of here. We're recording. Stop. Stop it.
Leo season.
Bitch, and I'm calling the shots. It's the most wonderful time of the pod.
Now I'm bleeding.
Shut the fuck.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have slapped us that hard.
Probably from your ring or something.
I don't have rings, bitch.
Might be the sword.
Cancer moon ass. I'm bleeding. It's sensitive.
Oh, I don't care.
Oh.
She's like...
She's like, oh. You know, all these TikToks are popping up of people who went to Forks and like they were in Bella's house and shit. We need to go.
They haven't heard of
it. It's gorgeous.
We're going.
Pop your fucking pussy to that. That's why I know it's real.
What? On my face? Wait.
All right, y'all, I got a story. I'm first.
Ooh.
Ew. Okay, so as you guys know, I am a makeup artiste. So, you know, I got a lot of friends who are makeup artistes. One of my friends who's an Aquarius, she has a really close friend who is a Gemini. He's a dude. So recently it was his birthday and he went to the strip club.
Ooh.
And basically, so he goes to the strip club, this Gemini, and with his other friend, and they're walking around. This is the first time he's been to a strip club. Oh, so he's like, he's thinking it's a GTA moment. He's like, oh, damn, topless women everywhere. Like, oh,
look
shit.
At all these vibes.
So he doesn't know how this works, basically. he's brand new to this environment and
life. So the, Leo season, so, get off, celebrate.
So the guy who works there was like, listen, do you want a lap dance? He's like, hell yeah, I want a lap dance. So there he was like, okay, so what happens is you want to get a lap dance, and then based on the girl who you're going to get a lap dance from, there's a tip that you must give her, which is like, it varies from like $180 to like $300, $400.
Oh, damn.
So he didn't understand that. He was like, okay, sure. And he's pissed drunk at this point. So he's like, I right, sure, great. So he finds the first woman and she takes him into a room. This room has porn playing all over. And she's giving him a lap dance, and she's like, oh, is this your first time here? And he goes, yeah. She's like, okay. She gives him a little lap dance, GTA style. Like, and then she takes his pants off, and she said, you won't be needing these.
Oh, no.
This man starts palpitating. He's like, wait, what's going on? I thought I was here for a lap dance. What's going on?
Oh, no, honey.
She takes a condom, puts the condom on with her mouth, and sucks his winky off. And that's the tip.
So the tip that you pay
for a little sugar.
Little extra.
Hanky panks out here in the backseat.
Oh my God.
Little happy ending.
It's the strip clubs for me.
I'm like, damn, shit. So he was like, oh God. He was so drunk, he did this two more times with two other women. And then his boy was with them, and he's like, my boy ain't getting left behind. So he paid for him to get it too.
Oh my God, it was like, you get a dick suck.
So he's telling his friend now, his Aquarius friend, he's telling her about the whole night. And he's like, yo, like this crazy, like all this shit. And her being the makeup artist, she's like, wait a second, that sounds very familiar. The name of that spot sounds familiar.
Oh my God, stop.
So she's like, oh my God, wait, I've been doing makeup on this chick for a long time who works there. She's like, yo, did you see this girl? So she shows him the pic and he goes, that's the girl. She goes, what do you mean that's the girl? That's the who? And he's like, that's her. And she's like, who's her? And she's like, he's like, that's the girl who sucked my winky off in the first. This girl screamed all the way home. Wee, 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 all the way home.
She was like, I have my brushes on that mouth.
Oh, my God. Oh, good. Imagine. Look at the connection. And that's my slut butt.
Damn.
I can't even.
I'm shook.
I can't even. That's fucking crazy. I don't know what the fuck I would do if that ever happened to me. I'd be like, ah! I would freak the fuck out.
Do we know her sign?
Oh, my God. Yeah. She's a Leo.
Happy Leo season, suck a little dick for one. Heart attack alert.
Baby, I think I'm gonna top that this week. Oh, good. What you got for us?
I got a slut butt from down under.
Crocky.
You say that? Crocky.
Fuck a koala with chlamydia.
Wanna root?
No.
No.
However, I got an amazing fucking slut butt from down under that is just gang bang.
What the hell was that?
What the fuck? It's a gang bang for me.
Hello?
Okay.
Oh my God, this is our first gang bang story?
I'm intrigued.
We have orgies, but not like a gang bang. So it's our first gang bang. High five, guys.
Ooh, I love gang bang porn.
Let's get destroyed.
And we're not talking about us. No, even though that happens weekly, you know?
Hello. This story is actually from the other side of the world. I'm like, it's a slut butt from the other side for me. We had these friends in Australia, and they shared a story with us. They all work together, and, you know, they thrive. They go out. So five of them go out one night. So it's three Leos, one Gemini, and a Libra.
Oh, God.
It's air and fire for me. All males. Cord ready to go. And you guys know Australians are fucking crazy. Love it. They're fucking out of there. They're fucking koala fuckers. Fuck
hello!
It's the chlamydia for me.
It's the kangaroos for me.
You want to ride a Joey?
Put me in the pocket.
I'm going to go in the pocket. It's all weird looking, though. I don't know.
It is, but
inside it's kind of scary. It looks like an alien pussy or something.
Hello? It's like... But it's nice and warm. I'll take a nap. It's great.
So they went out one night, and lockdown kind of happened. So it was like a weird like moment, and then they all just started swiping on Tinder. So this one chick comes up, looks decent in her pics. Three messages in, they go, hey, there's five of us. Are you down? Or as they say, are you keen? They're like, are you down? Like, are you keen? Are you with the shit? It's like five guys, like two girls, one cup, five cocks, one pussy.
Hello? Oh, God.
Are you with the shits? And she's like, fuck yeah. So they hop in an Uber, go to her place, which is apparently like in the Australian ghetto, which I'm like, wait, y'all got ghettos out there?
Hello?
It's the ghetto for me. What you got, the big spiders? Mean kangaroos? Kangaroos with boxing gloves, ready to fight.
Gypsy kangaroos, like,
like, fuck with me. Fuck, it's Wednesday. Fuck, I'm a kangaroo. So they roll up, and I'm gonna play y'all a little clip. So apparently, homegirl was at the, she was at the screen door, just ripping a cigarette.
Love that for her.
In Aussie land, that means.
That was Shelly standing behind the floor screen punching a diary.
Punching a diary.
Punching a diary. Punching a diary.
Punching a diary.
They all roll in, punching a diary. They all roll in. This bitch got eight kids.
Shit.
They all home. They all home.
They was all home?
And two were playing Minecraft in the living room. So she sits down and she's like having like a fucking like iced coffee. And then one of them goes, shall we go to the bedroom? Eh? And she's like, oi! Because, you know, Australian, oi, oi!
I'm done.
So they go to the bedroom. Next thing you know, she's fucking blowing all of them. Like, you get a sucky, you get a... Oprah, you get a car, you get a car, you get a blow, you get a blow.
While there's eight kids in the house.
Yeah, I don't fucking know. It's the outback for me, bitch.
Hello? Blooming onion out here, Jesus Christ.
So, apparently, when they were trying to get down, like, they were getting, like, they call them gobbies. They were getting gobbies, which is a blowjob.
Oh.
One boy's fingering, like that. One boy's fingering her. Okay. And she's so dry that he ran out of spit. So, the other four guys start rolling up and spitting on his finger so he can keep fingering her.
I'm fucking done.
They were like,
teamwork.
Teamwork makes the dream work, bitch.
Hello? Oh, God.
Then one of them was like, oh, maybe I should eat her out. Then they didn't. Also... she wasn't like her pictures, and she was wearing a muumuu. So when they rolled up, they were like, "What the fuck is going on?" But they still they still sent it off. They went for it. As things are going down, one of them has a moment where he goes, "I can't fucking do this." Just gets dressed and runs out. So the other three follow, and then one's left behind because he can't find his shit. And she starts going, "What the fuck is going on? What are you doing? You didn't fuck me." Like, she's pissed. Like, she's annoyed because, like, she's like, "Y'all rolled up and I didn't even get no dick." And I'm like, "I feel you, baby, but."
Oh, God.
Don't be in a moo-moo. Smoking a cigarette in your living room with iced coffee.
Like, don't be a catfish.
With your kids playing fucking Minecraft.
Like, hello.
It's the weirdness for me. So the other one finally runs out, and they all start sprinting down the block to get away from her. And then they get a Tinder message. Next time, bring some real fucking men. She wanted cock and balls, and they gave her gobbies and... one fucked her for like a little bit, and then I think it was just like, oh no, like it's not gonna work. So they just got like blowies, a little finger where they had to like, and they all ran away to get as far away from her as they could because they were scared of her.
Oh, God.
I saw videos. I'm scarred.
I saw the videos too. I mean, my God.
While it's happening, they like were laughing because it's like five of them. Not, they weren't laughing at her, but it was like five of them together doing this. So, like, she's like, "Stop laughing at me!" And I'm like, oh, "This is dramatic." I'd rather go get chlamydia from a koala.
Is that ass?
Do we know her sign?
She was a Pisces.
Oh, God,
baby, what you thought? Getting taken on by air and fire, bitch. You ain't earth, wind, and fire. Get the fuck out of here. You never stood a chance.
That's
baby.
Fucking too much. That is just too entirely too much.
Oh, Lord.
Too many dicks.
How many dicks does it take to get to the center?
Punch a diary. Punch a diary. Fucking koala. Fucking kangaroo.
Apparently not five.
Give me a fucking blooming onion. And some Aussie cheese.
Oh, give me a gobby.
Give me a fucking gobby.
Hello, Jesus. Hello?
It's an Australian Pisces having a gangbang for me.
It's Australians being Australian for me. They're just like, yeah, gobbies, koalas, big ass spiders, and fucking cookies. And
oh, my.
I'm like, goddamn.
God damn.
Y'all crazy.
And I'm so ready for that Outback Steak tonight. Outback Steakhouse. That's what it's all about. Outback Steakhouse. Blue bit great.
So enough slut butts. We are finally diving into the houses. This has been a request for quite some time, and we did plan on doing this from the beginning. The way we will be going about this is instead of cramming all 12 into one episode, we decided to break it down an episode per house.
Ew.
That way we can dive balls deep into each one. Like really dive into the houses, what they represent, and other things too. So let's get into it, shall we?
We shall. So the first house is the house of self.
Hello?
The first house is said to be one of the more important houses in your birth chart because this is where your ascendant sign lives, also known as your rising sign. Now, your rising sign is the sign that was rising on the eastern horizon at the precise moment of one's birth. The first house also sets the tone for your entire chart, seeing as all the houses to follow fall in order after your rising. The first house shows your starting point, which concerns your appearance, health, and vitality. It also shows who you are and your life in summary. It showcases your mannerisms and temperament as well.
Ooh.
So as a Virgo rising, you know your girl got tummy problems all the time.
As a Capricorn rising, I roll the teeth and my teeth, they be acting up.
Oh, God.
And we all have resting bitch face.
That's it.
I look so fucking mean. I saw a picture of that. I was like, damn, I get it now. Meanwhile, I'm like, blag dad, but you see me serious, you're like,
hello.
Jeepers.
Creepers.
Where'd you get those beepers?
Hello.
This is the house of outward behavior and how the world perceives you. It shows how you act in public and how others at first glance perceive you as well.
The first house also sets the tone for physical appearance, as we combed over in our rising sign episode. So if you scroll back a few episodes, you'll find it. If you missed that one, then go check it out.
It's called Damn That Rising Sign Doe.
Doe. The qualities that we possess are often referred to as personality. The first house addresses the individual's approach to life. So in other words, it sums up the total of one's being. It also speaks to one's potential.
It also shows what you want in life and the energy you express while going about achieving it. The first house also serves as the lens of which all other houses are interpreted.
This house also rules early childhood. Everything from our earlier years that shaped our view of the world is considered here. How will we develop? What are our life views? It all begins here and serves to shape us for all time.
The first house really speaks to the person we're becoming and will become both internally and externally. It shows our essential qualities, approach to life, demeanor, and basic sensibilities.
The first house is technically ruled by Aries, the first sign of the zodiac wheel. And Aries is ruled by Mars, so it's a power for me.
Ew.
The first house also plays a major shaping in how you view yourself. So it's not only about how you come off to others, but it can be how you are with yourself.
Aside from those, here are some of other things that come with your first house. So whatever sign this falls in, each sign rules a body part. So this can show where you may be more prone to injury. It can also tie into memory and one's likes and dislikes, mental and moral tendencies. It also could showcase general health. So like we stated before, we did an entire episode on rising. So if you want to circle back to that to learn more about each rising sign, go back. Take a look, hoes.
Now we are going to dive a bit into the energy the planet in the first house brings. So you need to peep your rising and what that sign's ruling planet is. Example, Sun rules Leo, Mercury rules Virgo, Neptune rules Pisces.
Sun in the first house. People who are more likely to accept themselves for who they are, even if they notice their flaws, could have low self-esteem in earlier years, but tends to fade over time. This stems from a place of ego, so cut that shit out.
Leos, cut it out. Leos
for me.
Then we have Moon in the first house. So people here can tend to feel stronger emotionally about themselves. They also will show emotion easier than most. For men with the Moon in their first house, this may be a bit of a challenge. So if you have a Cancer rising, basically.
Open up. Relax.
Open up, yo.
Pussy. What?
Hello.
Bussy. Mercury in the first house.
That's all, Steph.
People here tend to be really in their own heads and think a lot about themselves and what is going on around them. They tend to focus evenly on the outer and inner workings of themselves and others, but they can tend to come off a bit anxious. I got two Mercury risings here. How you feel?
How dare you come after me?
It's anxiety for me.
It really is. It really is. The anxiety.
Venus in the first house. People here tend to really be into how they look and what they surround themselves with. It's the fucking aesthetics for me.
Ew, ew.
They can tend to be very into the image of things as opposed to the deeper meaning. That's part of the growth.
Level up.
My Taurus and Libra risings. Then we got Mars in the first house. People here also tend to focus on the outer workings as opposed to the inner, often finding a place of anger when things don't go according to plan or how they envisioned it.
Relax. Jupiter in the first house. People with this will always try to improve their personalities over time. They are often very noticeable by people and have a very enticing energy. Jupiter is known as the planet of luck, so this gang tends to be a little lucky, but don't be a dick. It's the ego for me.
Saturn in the first house. People here might focus on appearance and how they convey themselves to others. They can also alter aspects of their personality to match their outer appearance. They tend to confuse others since they switch their nature and hold conviction in changes.
We got a Saturn rising in the building. We got a Saturn rising.
I'm a chameleon. I mold to the room. Then I'm like, why'd I mold to that room? I didn't want to mold to that room, but I molded. I imprinted. Twilight flow. It is what it is.
This is awkward.
I'm like, this is awkward. It's a come up for me. But it worked out now.
Damn. That's it. Then you got Uranus in the first house.
You're what?
You know what I... Anus. Ew. People here tend to be aided on focusing on their personality more than appearance and can be a bit exaggerated. The good traits are bigger and better, but on the downside, they have their moody side, the moody traits.
Neptune in the first house. People here may be more concerned with personality than appearance, but they may also be trying to constantly recreate themselves. They tend to dive into the realm of what if and not what is. But at the same time, they are warm, compassionate, and very in tune. Don't get delusional, baby.
Yeah, it's the delusion for me, y'all.
It's the delusion for me.
Mm-hmm. Pluto in the first house. People here can tend to take a hard look at who they used to be and try to pull this into who they want to become. They can tend to take criticism way too hard than most normally would. Not the easiest thing, but definitely amazing for self-growth.
Love, love.
Now, some of us have a first house stellium. What the hell does that mean, you ask? Let me tell you, fuckers. Now, this is the house of self, so people with the first house stellium tend to put a huge emphasis on self-expression, self-development, and cultivating talents. It's the journey of self for me.
So stellium in first house is house of self. This is all about one's finding themselves and their life path. All about the self-expression, self-development, and honing one's talents. It's all about learning about themselves and coming back to self, and at times, they tend to struggle with this. So many energies are coming into the personality segment that the individual can change from one day to the next. This can cause physical disabilities.
Oh, if my back hurt.
My neck.
If the individual cannot control the energies of all the planets, they become too strong. Lessons in patience and self-control are needed.
Since self-centeredness can become a problem, working through partnerships in seventh house matters such as counseling or consultant work can be helpful. A partner or other people such as clients can balance the personality by drawing the energy, the focus, away from the individual's own personality. So follow your path, baby. Find yourself. You got this.
Yo, my cap stellies in my first house.
Damn, bitch.
That's heavy. That's thick.
Ew.
You daddy.
I'm a zaddy bitch. And let me tell you, it's a journey itself for me. I'm always like, who am I? Who do I want to be? Who am I going to be? I'm thriving. I'm loving. I'm living. I'm like, I'm exploring. I'm growing. And I just love it here. It's a little hectic.
It's a lot. It's a lot to deal with. Yeah.
It's the first house stellium for me. It's like.
It's a lot.
And bitch, then, but have my money. And it's in Capricorn too. God damn, it couldn't be the Leo. Like, it's in Cap. It's like, I'm zaddy.
Well, that's a good thing.
Now I'm like, damn, now I get why I have RBFs. And that's what I pick. I was like,
and that's why you get shit done, baby.
Baby, y'all bows. I'm a bitch and a bows. Wait,
shine like gloves.
Shine like flows. This is what a first house Capricorn stellium feels like. I'm a bitch. I'm a boss. I'm a bitch and a boss. I'm a shine like gloves. I'm a bitch. I'm a boss. I'm a bitch and a boss. pasta sauce.
Shine like floss, baby.
Floss, floss that pussy.
No, ladies.
There's some hoes in this house. There's some hoes in this house. There's some hoes in this house. There's some hoes in this house.
So moving on from the first house.
There's some poles in this house.
There's some poles in this house.
Yeah.
So we asked you guys, how is your cancer season? One person said, amazing, liberating, sweet, fun, and nurturing. Another person said, great. Then we had another person say, almost which cancer season will last a month longer.
That's a little excessive. That's a little excessive. I think I'm
fucking lying.
They also said, so cool. Like, I gave myself so much self-love and spent time with my family and close friends.
One person said, fuck that shit. I'm ready to be out of it. One person said, hell. One person said, horrible. One person said, shining, 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 shining. Yeah.
Another said, bleh. Meh. That's a vibe.
How you feel about Leo season? We had one person say, I'm already tired.
I know, you fucking
hello. One person said, hype, and then a penis.
A penis. You're not lying.
One person said, hype. Another person said, hype.
Literally everyone said
hype. Everyone just said hype.
It's a fucking vibe, bitch.
I said hype.
Wait, everyone said hype.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you said hype or hell. That's why.
Oh, Jesus. Hype, 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 hype. You get a hype and you get a hype. And guess what? I got a Leo stellium. I am fucking hype. Suck my ass.
I'm sorry. Do you have a Leo stellium? I didn't know.
I have a Leo season. Like, I have my
I'm sorry, do you?
Tell me you have Leo placements.
You're not telling me you have a Leo placement.
I'm more of a Leo than half of these Leos. You know, I'm like, I'm a bitch. I'm a boss. I'm a bitch and a boss. And I shine like pasta sauce.
Hello? Mm, pasta sounds so good right now. So we asked you guys what episode you wanted next from us, and a bunch of you guys voted for men versus women zodiac signs, which I can't wait to dive in because
it's the trauma for me.
Hello, it's the shadow of zodiac men for me. Ooh.
Like, a Gemini woman is so different from a Gemini man.
I mean, they both trash, but give me a high five.
Y'all think
Tarsus
suck on both ends.
Nah, Tarsus men are the biggest piece of trash.
I told you, bitch, and I tell you. I told you, I don't want to. I give you the evil eye in this bitch, and I don't need it. And she was like, I'm going to do it anyway. Oh, I'm not going to do it, girl. I did it, girl.
12 days later. I mean, I fuck your bitch, and she's leaving a Uber.
I fuck your bitch, and she's leaving a lift. I ain't even got off because I don't know what her foot is. Baby, that's fucked up.
Oh, God. I can't wait to get into that, though.
That's going to be a good one.
I know. I'm excited.
It's controversial.
Chef's kiss. All right. So we'll see you next week. Bye, fuckers.
Peace. Rawr. It's the vibes. It's Leo season.
Watch yourself. Shake your ass.
What the?
I came with my dick in my hand.
But maybe meet me with my foot in your mouth.
Be cool. And don't worry about how I'm ripping the ship when I'm flipping when I'm giving it.
Hello?
Bye, fuckers.